So recognizing, getting familiar with what it feels like for mindfulness to be established. What is the experience of that continuity of awareness? What is it to be aware? And getting familiar with that helps us to recognize when that awareness kind of weakens or when it starts to lose touch with the experience. When it gets wobbly, to use the scooter analogy. And at that point, seeing that wobbliness, we can bring back in just that light touch of reconnect, stay here, what's here, be here. Like tapping the ground on the scooter. And so that's one exploration of supporting continuity in our practice. Is that light touch of effort. As the mind starts to settle and we get familiar with that continuity, that place of established awareness, established mindfulness, even for a few seconds at a time. I'm not talking about a whole sitting here, but just that sense of connection, and we begin to feel the mind dropping in or settling or just kind of stabilizing with the experience. Often that comes with a feeling of ease or tranquility. It can be easy at that point as the mind kind of moves to, it's almost like dropping into a different energy plane or something. It starts to resonate or rest at a different level. That is a very easy place, especially as the mind kind of shifts into more settledness. It's a very easy place for the mind to wander. Partly because the mind has shifted. It's like we've been paying attention, or our attention, our mindfulness has been directed to a particular level of experience. And the experience shifts, becomes more subtle, becomes a little more settled, becomes more tranquil or quiet or calm. And the kind of the habit of attention is connecting to a grosser level of experience, and so there's a little bit of a mismatch there. Very easy for the attention to slip out there. And so sometimes the movement at this point, it could be, reconnect. It could be that gentle touch. And sometimes check this out for yourselves. Sometimes we go into a re-up the effort mode as we see the mind start to wander more. That's a very common tendency. It's like, the mind's starting to wander more. Let me make more effort. And sometimes what might be interesting to explore at that point is rather than re-upping the effort, see if you can up the interest. So interest is also a support for continuity. So at that point, we feel into what it's like for that shift or settle to happen. What's that new space of settling? What's that experience? Get interested in that. This is what it's like to be calm, or this is that place of resting or feeling home. What is that experience? What is that? So that interest in that place supports the presence for it. It's really keeping the mindfulness connected with what's actually happening. And so that's another support for continuity. get interested in what happens as the mind settles, particularly when you start to see a lot of wandering, rather than thinking this means I'm not trying hard enough. Perhaps it's this kind of little mismatch of what the mind is trying to connect with and what's actually starting to happen. So attuning the attention to what's really unfolding. The curiosity in that.